From NPR News, this is All Things Considered in Washington. I'm Noah Adams.
I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel in New York. For the first time in its history, NATO today invoked a mutual defense clause, opening the way for a possible collective military response to yesterday's attacks against the United States. The foreign ministers of the 15 European Union member states pledged to work together with the U.S. to combat international terrorism. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Brussels.
After a long day of consultations with allied governments and an emergency NATO Council meeting, NATO's Secretary General George Robertson met with reporters. He said that the NATO Council agreed that if it is determined that this was an attack directed from abroad against the United States, it shall be regarded as an action covered by Article 5 of the NATO Charter. Article 5, which has never before been invoked, declares an attack on one to be an attack on all. It commits each member to take such action as it deems necessary, including the use of armed force to restore and maintain the security of the North Atlantic area. Asked whether this meant NATO would take joint action, Robertson said, "The country attacked has to be the one that asks for help." Allied solidarity with the United States was also assured in a special session of the European Union Commission. President Romano Prodi said that the attacks in New York and Washington marked a watershed after which nothing will be the same. Referring to the two world wars in Europe, Prodi said that in the darkest hours of European history, America stood close to us. Today we stand close by America. Later, the EU foreign ministers echoed this sense of sharing and participation in America's grief. Louis Michel, Foreign Minister of Belgium, read the declaration.
These horrendous acts are an attack not only on the United States, but against humanity itself and the values and freedoms we all share. The life and work of our open and democratic societies will continue undeterred.
The ministers also pledged assistance in search and rescue operations, and Michel said the European Union will work closely with the United States to combat international terrorism.
The Union utterly condemns the perpetrators and sponsors of these acts of barbarism. The Union and its member states will spare no efforts to help identify, bring to justice, and punish those responsible. There will be no safe haven for terrorists and their sponsors.
The ministers also asked all Europeans to observe 3 minutes of silence on Friday, which they declared an official day of mourning. Another, more practical gesture of solidarity came from the European Central Bank, which said it stood ready to defend the value of the dollar by intervening on money markets. Throughout Europe, there is a feeling of a collective tragedy which has, at least for the moment, overshadowed what had become a widespread frustration with the Bush administration and what some Europeans see as its growing isolationism and unilateralism. Newspaper headlines, editorial comments, and the declarations of political leaders all echoed the theme that the United States is not alone. "We are all Americans," one editorialist said. Many others stress that Europe and the United States must face together their common but still invisible enemy. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Brussels.